Hi guys, welcome to the Pet Quarter, the pet nutrition podcast that helps you feed your pet better. On each episode, we answer your questions from allergies, dog food brands, and everything in between. Please submit your questions at info@thepetquarter.co.uk with the subject podcast. We have the best community in the world. Thanks for listening. Choosing a brand of raw dog food can be a bit of a mission, but in this video, I am going to put together a few of my favorite brands and I'm gonna help you decide which one is best for your dog. Now, the first thing I want to say is that this video is not sponsored by anybody. I am not trying to sell you anything. And I think that's very important to say because in the pet food industry, everyone is trying to flog you something all the time. But today, that's not the case. This is just my opinion and we are completely unbiased. Now, we have gone out of our way to choose and to see which ones are really the best. The list, however, is not exclusive. I could have missed some brands of raw dog food, and listen, it is what it is. If I've missed one or more that you want reviewing, please leave your comments below and I'll do my best to get to you. Whilst we are completely unbiased, we do run a business in the northeast of England. We have independent pet shops in Teesside, and we specialize in dog and cat nutrition. And that's why we are huge raw feeding advocates. Now, in the pet food industry in the UK, there are a few governing bodies and associations that some companies abide by, associate with, and try to conglomerate together. These are not exclusive. They are PFMA, DEFRA, and Raw Safe. Yes, there are more, like the Raw Feeding Veterinary Society, and there are other governing bodies or associations, but those tend to be the most important. Why is that important? We always say that what goes into your dog or your cat's body is really important. Where do those ingredients come from? How are they processed? Is everything standardized? Are there checks and balances, etc., etc.? With these associations and these rules and governing bodies, what we are trying to aim at is, can we try to standardize processes? Can we fend off any cowboys that might arise? And in raw dog food, let me tell you, there are so many cowboys popping up everywhere. We don't know where the provenance of their ingredients is unknown, and we do not know anything about them people. So these three bodies and associations really do try to get some checks and balances in the whole thing. Now, whenever we talk about raw dog food or whenever we talk about dog food, we tend to try to see who's best. Best in raw dog food is a bit of a complicated term because there are two very distinctive camps in my opinion. We have the camp of the pure 80-10-10, where 80% is meat, 10% is offal, 5% liver, give or take, 10% bone, and then there's the camp of the vegetables, whereby we have 80 to 85 or 70 to 75, and then the rest is vegetables. One, in my opinion, is not better than the other. We see people with really, really good results on either camp, so I am not going to side with one or the other. Personally, I am a purist and I feed my dog a pure 80-10-10, but that's only my own experience and what works for me and my dog. Your dog might be different, and all these foods are pretty good, in my opinion. Now, there is a bit of a weak point when it comes to raw feeding manufacturers, and this is that sometimes the bone content or their percentages can vary and can differ. Their vegetable percentages can vary and can differ. Hence, you might not be getting the most reliable formula and the most consistent formula all the time. Sometimes people will come to us and we see hundreds of dogs every single week in our branches, and they will talk about how such and such manufacturers manufacturer cannot be reliable when it comes to bone content, for example. So that's one thing to think about. The other thing to think about is that you want to be paying for good quality ingredients and you want to be paying for the most expensive stuff. I will always say this, that a kilo of broccoli is always going to be cheaper than a kilo of organic lamb. So with those things in mind, let's get into the first manufacturer. We start with Nature Raw, and Nature Raw are a brand of raw dog food that's 100% manufactured in the UK. They use a high percentage of free range and organic meat, which is wonderful to see, and they declare percentages for each ingredient, which is really, really nice to see, and everything is very clearly labeled. They also do compostable packaging, which is nice to see, which means that they are eco-friendly if you are into that sort of thing. And listen, the ingredients here are second to none. We are looking at exceptional raw dog food, as they say on their website. The ingredients for one of the recipes is 45% British beef, meat chunks and heart, lovely. Then we have 30% British duck, which is the carcass, 15% whole seasonal oily fish, which is again wonderful, omega-3s, anti-inflammatory, all the goodness. And then we have 10% British beef offal, liver, kidney, spleen, following the whole prey ratios. We like this food. The second one in this list is Paleo Rich, and Paleo Rich again do cardboard packaging. They are an eco-friendly brand, and their tubs and their recipes tend to contain 4 to 5 different ingredients, which there is no filler, is a pure 80-10-10 play, and it's a bit of a chunkier mince. Now, Paleo Rich have different products. They have the classic range. They also have some superfoods, which are small tubs of blueberries and blackberries and seasonal berries. As their name indicates, they do concentrate and focus on this 80-10-10 pure play. It is nice to see that on their website, you can see things like organic ingredients and sustainable farming. So you will see that the ingredients in Paleo Rich are top notch for your dog, which is what you pay for, by the way. You pay for really good ingredients going into your dog. Next up, we see Pro Dog Raw, and Pro Dog Raw's unique selling point, or one of them, is that it is designed with working dogs in mind. Now, this is a bit of a marketing thing, because anytime something is marketed as working dog or for working dog, that means that they do not pay VAT on that product, and you do not pay VAT when you buy that product. Here in the UK, animal feed that is of a working dog nature, a working dog, working, that classification means that no VAT is applied. So that is just advice to you as a consumer. Having said that, they do say on their website that they ethically source ingredients from either DEFRA approved British farms, which is lovely to see, or responsibly managed wild sources. This means that all their meat comes from human quality producers operating the best welfare practices, which is again what you want to see whenever you see raw dog food. They do have a wider range of novel proteins, so if your dog has any allergies, you will be able to explore one of these rare meats. And they also add 1 to 3% superfoods like kelp or seaweed or all these sort of things in their recipes, which is nice, or can be nice to see. For example, one of their recipes is pretty good. 40% British beef meat and trachea, 40% British chicken meat, which includes approximately 10% ground chicken bone, 17% seasonal British vegetables and berries, like leafy greens, carrots or blueberries, and 3% superfoods, like wheatgrass, kelp, and salmon oil. All of these ingredients are pretty good, and you should be happy to feed Pro Dog. Next up, we have a manufacturer which is literally a half an hour drive from our branches, which is Durham Animal Feeds. And Durham Animal Feeds are a third generation family business which started in 1969. So this is one of the OGs when it comes to raw dog food, which is nice to see. People who have been doing or trying to do the right thing for a long time, and it's still family owned. It hasn't been poisoned by big corporations. That is always nice to see. Now, their mission is to be affordable and accessible. So right off the bat, we will see that this is a tier lower when it comes to quality. The quality will be good, the quality of the ingredients will be appropriate for your dog, but their mentality and their ethos is to be accessible and affordable. Now, these manufacturer does include a chunky mince. They have a chunky mince, but they are notorious for being unreliable in bone content, which is something we have experienced with a lot of people who feed Durham Animal Feeds. Nevertheless, this is a good manufacturer, and if you feed Durham Animal Feeds, then that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with Durham Animal Feed. If we see here one of the recipes, for example, we see that there's 75% meat, 15% bone, 10% offal, 10% pumpkin, duck and pumpkin cuts, bone, heart, liver, spleen. Now, as you can see, they are not as specific when it comes to particular ingredients and particular percentages as all the raw food manufacturers. But bear in mind that this is one of the budget options, so you cannot have it all. You can either have one or the other, but this is what you get with Durham Animal Feeds. Next up is a pioneer, and it's, in my opinion, the cutest raw dog food that I have ever seen in my life. They present the raw dog food in such a cute way that it really does hurt, and that is Luna and Me. Now, Luna and Me use incredible ingredients, and they have an incredible presentation when it comes to raw dog food. They pretty much pioneered their patties, so you will see little patty burgers for their products, and they are absolutely wonderful to look at. So if you have a small dog or a smaller dog, Luna and Me is definitely one of those niche brands that you could get into. As you can see on the website, the photography is absolutely wonderful and the quality is top-notch as well. For example, one of the recipes is 90% chicken and bone, beef liver, beef heart, beef green tripe, beef kidney, butternut squash, carrots, apple, spinach, kale, salmon oil, etc., etc. All these are wonderful ingredients, are wonderfully presented. When it comes to cons, or when it comes to drawbacks to Luna and Me, it is a premium brand of raw dog food, so you are going to be paying a bit more. With all these manufacturers, by the way, they want you to subscribe to them, and they want you to buy directly from them. And Luna and Me is one of those cases. We then have another innovator in Poppy's Picnic. Now, Poppy's Picnic, I believe, were another one that tried to do things a bit differently, and they created the meatballs, and they, like Luna and Me, try to be a bit more in touch with that human side, and they make the meatballs, and those meatballs look entirely appetizing and supermarket like. Their packaging again is sustainable, their names are pretty cute, like Raw Power, Poppy's Picnic, Woof, but their ingredients again are undeniable. We have one of the sample ones, 43% free range chicken, meat and bone, although they don't really specify which percentage is which. We then have grass-fed beef, heart, kidney and liver, and then they go into the vegetables like cabbage and parsnip, carrots and butternut squash, etc., etc. What do we think of Poppy's Picnic? Poppy's Picnic is a wonderful, wonderful brand. Like so many of these manufacturers, they say that no weird ingredients you do not recognize, and this is the ethos we always talk about in this channel. No chemicals, no flavorings, no fillers or artificial additives. Just wonderful food, freshly prepared, frozen for your convenience, and great for working dogs. Again, the working dog thing means that you will not be paying VAT and nothing else. Next up is another OG. This is Nutriment. Nutriment have probably the cutest puppy on their puppy food, and that product is extremely popular, let me tell you. Now, Nutriment are a believer in vegetables, and they do include up to 15% in vegetables in their food. They have all sorts of products and all sorts of ingredients for different dogs. They do low purine, they do wild meats, they do rare meats, and they also do the most common ones like chicken or turkey, which everybody loves. Again, some of these ingredients are absolutely wonderful, contains 85% fresh meat, offal and bone, British chicken with bone, British beef green tripe, beef kidney, beef liver, fresh carrots, fresh butternut squash, fresh broccoli, etc., etc. All these are wonderful, wonderful ingredients. Now, Nutriment have two main products that have been separating them from a lot of their competitors. They introduced the chubs, which are big blocks of raw dog food, and they can be very beneficial if you have a big dog. They also do small tubs, smaller tubs, and they are a lot more convenient if you have a small dog or a smaller dog. But their chubs and their tubs are two different products that do cater to different audiences, and they seem to be doing really well. We are now moving on along nicely, and we then have Bella and Duke, another OG, another pioneer, and this is a subscription only service, so you can only buy from Bella and Duke. They do include some vegetables. This is a premium food, and their tremendous beef and tripe. The ingredients are beef 80%, beef tripe, beef meat and bone, beef liver, beef kidney, beef spleen, beef trachea, and then seasonal vegetables and berries, kelp, pure olive oil and herring oil. We then have a handful of ingredients and not 55 ingredients like you have in some of the worst kibbles. What do we think of Bella and Duke? Bella and Duke is a premium service. Anytime you have a subscription only service, you are going to be paying a premium. They have been increasing their prices, and we have had people come into our branches and do complain a little bit about the price they were paying for Bella and Duke. Bella and Duke, the pros is that they are always at the forefront, they are always at the cutting edge of raw dog food. They are one of the pioneers. They use incredible products, they use incredible ingredients, and those ingredients and all that branding does command a premium price. If you are comfortable paying a premium for a premium service, then that's perfect. But yes, they are a bit on the high side when it comes to money, which is probably their only con. But again, I could be completely wrong, and this is only my opinion. We are then going to go into another one of the OGs, and this is one of the brands of dog food or raw dog food that you first come across when you are looking to transition your dog into raw dog food. They are pretty much everywhere, and they are a pretty good manufacturer. That's Nature's Menu. Nature's Menu, again, were another pioneer with their nuggets. The nuggets have been touted as really, really convenient, really palatable. Dogs have an easy time digesting them and picking them up and eating them and wolfing them down. So that's something people like about this brand, Nature's Menu. They also do the free flow mints, and they are very, very popular. Although they do contain a high percentage of bone, which is not the best if you are trying to DIY the food like many people and you don't know what you're doing, which we always see. But that's not the manufacturer's problem. That's a person's problem, and we see that all the time. Now, the thing with Nature's Menu is that I am a little bit biased against them. There's nothing wrong with their nuggets, with the premium brand of nuggets, the 80-20. Those are wonderful products. But their baseline nuggets, yes, they do contain 19% brown rice, and on top of that, 21% vegetables. And I just think that that defeats the whole purpose of feeding raw. If you are feeding raw or if you are feeding a kibble, what you do not want to pay for is rice, wheat, barley, corn, soy, meat and animal derivatives, or too many vegetables. So whenever you feed raw, yes, you are feeding raw with nature's menu, but with the baseline nuggets, they do add 19% brown rice and 21% vegetables. And that's just too much, in my opinion. And it's something I don't like to see when it comes to dog food, period. Not just raw dog food. Like, if you are switching to raw, it's because you're a bit more attuned to what dogs require and you have done your own research when it comes to dog food and you do not want the filler. So 19% brown rice is a big no-no for me. They do have some wonderful, wonderful products, but they do come as a premium. The 80-20 range, however, is wonderful. We have a sample here and it's 80% beef, 4% blackberry, 4% suede, 3% carrot, 2% peas, and 1% chicory root. And those are, again, a handful of ingredients. They're good quality ingredients and they are wonderful. However, this is on the pricier side. I will say it again, I'm slightly biased when it comes to Nature's Menu because of the rice malarkey. All in all, it's a good manufacturer. They do things very well. They're very professional. They're very ethical. They are on all the boards. They try to do things correctly. However, I don't like the fillers. I don't like the rice in pet food, let alone raw dog food. Another brand which is pretty good is Benefit Natural. Benefit Natural, again, is a chunkier mince. With Benefit Natural, what you get is, again, a handful of ingredients that are pretty good. One of the sample products here we have is 80% duck, 5% British ox kidney, we have 10% duck bone and 5% British ox liver. How good for a set of ingredients. Benefit Natural is a wonderful, wonderful brand of food with a chunkier mince, which some dogs prefer and some dogs don't. Now, I have surely missed some manufacturer and I have surely said something that you do not agree with or that is flat out incorrect. If I have done so, please correct me and check me below, comment down below, and I will be very, very happy to review and answer to all your comments. Again, this list is my own opinion and I do not know everything about raw dog food. Whilst we do specialize in nutrition, we do not know all the quirks and features of all the brands of dog food, but we have tried our best to synthesize and to try to extract as much value as possible from their websites and their products after several hours of research, basically. In our opinion, all of these foods are pretty good. They are all ethical. They all go the extra mile to tell you that they are doing the right thing by subscribing to DEFRA, to PFMA, by subscribing and affiliating themselves with RawSafe, and by being on every panel that there is in the UK. One of the most important things I want you to take away from this video, if you're still here, is that nobody is there with these manufacturers when they are making the food. So whilst it is important that they adhere and affiliate to different bodies and different rules and regulations, bear in mind that you are not there with them when they are putting things into blenders, when they are processing the food, when they are frosting and defrosting, or trying to not defrost and keep everything frozen, for example, which is a standard of raw food. No one is there monitoring those companies 100% of the time. So we have to rely on what they tell us, and what they tell us is pretty good. What they tell us is pretty reliable. What they say, what they do by going the extra mile, what they do taking bother and taking time and writing content, and how they keep the highest standards possible in the industry, and how they go the extra mile with the freezer trucks, for example, or their plyo boxes when they deliver the raw food. Anytime you deal with one of these companies, rest assured that you are, if not there in the factory with them, you can rely that they have tried and they are trying to do their best when it comes to your dog, because they are responsible companies and they are pretty good companies from what I can see on their websites and what I can see from all the feedback I've gotten from hundreds and hundreds of people that I've interacted with over the years that they have been using these brands. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. Every week, hundreds of dogs walk into our branches with problems we solve. Would you like us to take a look at your dog's diet? Are you tired of going to the vet without making progress? You can actually book a one-to-one consultation by visiting thepetquarter.co.uk and under the tab consultation. Do you want to learn more? Follow our YouTube channel.